In part 11 of the 2022 Canes opponent preview series, I previewed the 2022 Clemson Tigers, our opponent up in Clemson, South Carolina, on November 19th. Well, where do we start with Clemson? Okay, they had a double-digit win season again. That's nothing new. That bar is very high under Dabo. Now, people would celebrate 10-3. Not at Clemson. That's a disappointment. And it is to some extent. Think about it. You know the usual talking issues they always have. Not being in the SEC and playing an ACC schedule. Think about it. But they've done it in the playoffs under Dabo. Listen. When you talk about a run like this, I mean, it's been nothing short of phenomenal. Let's be honest about that. Okay, so let's take a look. Let's take a step back and let's analyze this for a second. No, they didn't win the title. No, they didn't get to the college football playoff and it didn't win the ACC title. However, it did come up with another 10-plus win season for the 11th straight year. Now, it may not be the type of run you see with Bama now or at FSU under Bobby back in the day. Look, they lost three games last year. That's fine. Yes, it struggled on offense. Yes, it had a boatload of injuries to that defensive line that could rival anyone in the NFL. And dead last in the ACC in passing efficiency. Second to last in total offense. Their drives stalled over and over again. And even with all that, it took three losses to Georgia that eventually won the title. To Pitt that won the ACC on the road. And a double overtime road loss at NC State to bring this program down finally. Think about it. You want to see how great they've been? The last time they lost by more than 9 points up until last year at Pitt was 28-6 in 2014 on the road at Georgia Tech. The last home loss by double digits, 2013. To Jameis and company, and that Jameis team won the national championship. Yes, it looked some signs that maybe you start to see that invincibility wear off. Yes, they lose Venables. Yes, they lose Elliott. You can't lose two key coordinators on both sides of the ball and still be Clemson. But yet here they are. And Dabo's not too crazy about college athletics as it is today now. With the NILs, etc. But if they're fine on offense, that's still a college football playoff and ACC title team again. And 2021 will be nothing more than a distant memory. Now let's take a look at the offense first, okay? For all their great players they've had back in the day, Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, it took a step back. Last year they were just, they couldn't even get out of their own way. And it happened way too much. This is the same offense that, of course, that had Sunshine, that had Deshaun Watson and Travis Etienne and all those receivers. And that offense last year, with all those guys not there anymore, with dead last in the ACC in passing efficiency, 100th in the nation in total offense, and no passing game that could stretch the field. And yet, and their running game was so-so. Look, it's not a talent problem. When you look at the tools, DJ has everything you want in an NFL quarterback. But he struggled last year. He completed only 56% of his passes with 9 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. The future is Cade Klubnik. And he'll get every shot to win the job in fall camp. But let's be clear. If DJ's revitalized and comes back with a monster year, that's still the guy you want to ride with. Now, their receiving core is way too good to have another terrible season. Come on. Now, there may not be the standout players they had back in the day. But when you combine a strong tight end and Davis Allen, that's still a formidable force back there. Now, Justin Ross is now in the NFL. but everyone else is back. You have Jonah Goddard, who's their big play threat down the field, and they have a 6'3 receiver in Bo Collins, who finished second with 31 catches last year. Listen, the running game's fine, but it's not. It wasn't that running game that could really strike fear into you like it did when they had ETN. Okay. Now, it picked up late in the year, and it averaged 4.5 yards a carry and 168 yards per game. And it gets back the parts with Will Shipley and Kobe Pace combined for 1,400 yards and 17 touchdowns. Oh, and by the way, DJ can run too. Now, look at their offensive line. Okay, it left a little to be desired. But it was outstanding in pass protection. And in the running game, it wasn't the best, but it was manageable. They have a bet. They have a stud in Will Putnam at center. And they have one of the better left tackles in the conference in Jordan McFadden. And they still have a very strong offensive line. And it's experienced, too. Let's look at their defense. Okay, you know about the offense. We all talked about that. But that defense is still national championship caliber. And it was last year. They led the conference. They were 8th in the nation overall and 2nd in the nation in scoring defense. They had a great pass rush. And they never allowed more than 27 points in any game. And think about that. That was with injuries. And they mixed in a few players into that defense. Now it's not all the way back full, but it still has NFL stars that could play on Sundays. If everyone's healthy, that D-line is the best in college football. Let's make no bones about that. And it starts and ends with Brian Breece being healthy the whole year. And he's had no luck. But even with that, he has the quickness, he has the skills. The talent is there for him to be a number one overall pick at D tackle. And they have a very good pass rusher on the high end in Miles Murphy. And they have a run stopper who can definitely do that on the next level in Tyler Davis. And they have an all-ACC talent in Xavier Thomas. And they have depth in there that they could plug in as well. Yes, they lose Skalski and Baylen Spector. But they'll be more than okay at linebacker with Trenton Simpson on the outside and moving Jeremiah Trotter to the middle. The biggest overhaul in their defense is on the back end in the secondary. But they have new stars that can step up and have experience to do it. Andrew Makoba is a strong tackler there, and they have nice safeties to work around them. Yes, they lose Goodrich and Booth the corner, but they'll have Sheridan Jones and Nate Wiggins, who they're very high on, getting the first crack to win the jobs at corner. Let's take a look at the key. Let's look at the next thing here. The next thing I want to look at is the key to their offense. Simple. Stretch the field. We know the running game is good, if not better than last year, and they have solid receivers. Now it's up to the quarterbacks, being DJ or Klubnik, to try to go downfield and hit the big plays a bit more often. Now listen, they were just 55% with 12 touchdowns and 11 picks and 6 yards per throw last year. The last time you could say that was in 2010 when they averaged under 7. In 2020, even with Trevor Lawrence having COVID and DJ in for a few games, that passing game was loaded. They averaged 8.5 yards a pass, 31 touchdowns and 6 picks. The 2019 version threw 40 touchdown passes and had 8.5 yards a throw. The list goes on and on. Now look, no, they don't have to fling the ball down the field on every play, but they got to get the mid-range throws there. As long as they can get the third downs converted in the passing game and they keep that efficiency up and move those chains, they have everything else in place. One simple fact for the defense. The key is stay healthy. And that goes for every defense in the country, to be quite honest. Listen, everything's going to be fine for them no matter how it plays out. The D will be its lights out self, even with Venables gone. But the difference between greatness and being elite playing for national titles every year, it depends on if everyone can stay healthy. Let's be clear, they had the best defense in the conference, even though their front wasn't all the way as usual dominant self. Brees suffered a torn ACL against NC State. Tyler Davis had a biceps injury, and Xavier Thomas had a number of problems, number of issues. Let's be clear. If those three are healthy a whole year, that D-line is the best D-line in college football. Let's be very clear about that. The back seven, they have new starters in there, but there's talent there. But if the backups and untested depth can't step up right away, that's going to be an issue. The key player to their season, of course, is DJ. The guy has to be great. But then again, you could see Kay Klubnik rise up and take over. But let's be clear, DJ is just way too good. And his upsides are far outweigh the negative not to be one of those great ones, that play quarterback there. Listen, you don't throw for 781 yards and 4 TDs and no picks with 2 rushing touchdowns as a freshman in back-to-back games against BC and Notre Dame, who went to the playoff that year, without having skills. Listen, last year, his decision-making was shaky. He didn't keep things moving like that offense usually does. And he wasn't even close to the player that many thought was going to be the next great one at quarterback there. Look, the defense is going to be lights out. The offensive line has the veterans. They have the skill guys. If DJ can play close to that potential, not only is it a threat to get to the playoff, but maybe win the whole thing. But if it's not DJ, the key transfer is Kay Klubnik. Now, Clemson doesn't do the transfer portal. That's not Dabo's MO. At least not this year. Other than bringing back Hunter Johnson from Northwestern. They're going to go with the top recruit who might be the team's biggest deal. Okay. Klubnik, 6'2", 185 pounds. Yes, he needs to hit the weights and gain a little more bulk there. But as he is now, he could throw just fine. He has the talent. He has the passing skills to take over if he rises up and shines like he might in fall camp. Listen, he may not be quite ready yet, but his accuracy is absolutely off the charts. And he can move the pocket. And he knows how to get an offense moving. If DJ stumbles, he's going to step in right away and he'll be the guy. Now, the key game to their season will be October 1st against NC State. Now, listen, understand Notre Dame is going to be the moment everyone pays attention. But let's be honest here. They should be a double-digit favorite against everyone on the schedule except Notre Dame and NC State. And I would also say us as well. Listen, South Carolina is not going to be a pushover. And FSU may be an issue there. But, you know, I've double-circled that game for quite a while, ever since the debacle in 20 with COVID. NC State is the issue for them. It got Clemson last year, and it's the lone home game in a stretch of 3 road dates in 4 weeks. Okay? Unless something weird happens, they beat NC State, and they can maybe okay. Maybe play okay in South Bend, but if they lose against NC State, that pressure goes on them tremendously. Last year, their penalties, Clemson had 79 for 657. Opponents had 113 for 889 yards. Clemson sacked the quarterback 42 times for 274 yards. Opponents sacked Clemson quarterbacks 21 times for 133 yards. In the red zone, Clemson was 80% in the red zone, opponents 65%. Now, when we look at the next thing, and that will be the season prediction. Listen, we all know the offense is going to be fine. And even if it's not, it might not matter. If that defense is healthy all year and that running game can do some damage, they might be as good as last year's was. But of course, listen, let's understand who they are. This is Clemson. They're supposed to win the ACC championship and get to the college football playoff. Now, it might take a little bit longer than many expect up there to get it back to where it needs to be. The O has to be a lot better than it was last year and throughout the spring. But the talent and everything and the pieces are there. And they'll make a run because their defense will be dominant, especially that front seven. NC State and Notre Dame are the two big games. I would also throw in a third one against us, November 19th. If they split those, they're fine. If it loses to NC State again, it might need help in the Atlantic again. That's not the kind of game Clemson loses at home. In fact, it hasn't lost any game at home since 2016. And it was so it was so devastated by the loss to Pitt that year. All it did is went on to win the national championship by just blasting Bama in Palo and in Santa Clara. Now look, there's no Georgia on the schedule this time. There's no Pitt. There's no Carolina. However, they do have Notre Dame, and that's off a bye week. Now that road schedule, they have Wake at BC and at FSU. If it gets through that, they have a second half with four of the last five at home. Let's start and end with this. Will Clemson likely play for the ACC championship? That we know they're going to do that. Will it be one or two losses? I'm going to say one. I'm going to say that loss comes to us November 19th. So I'm going to go 11-1 with Clemson in 2022. In the 12th and final part of this opponent preview series, we're going to preview the Pitt Panthers.